systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jumble. Today is Friday, May 6th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode number 491, the Friday night show, of course, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. Check it. Hey, peep game, thejamhole.com, check it. 406-204-4687, that's the number. Give us a call if you want to say hey. If you got something to say about what we're talking about at the time, feel free to do that. Do it up. Do it to it.
Okay.
And then we got the chat, of course, and all that. You can join the forums and Facebook page and the group and all that stuff. And I would like to see, we have some likes on that page, about 300 and something of them.
Cool.
This is 491. We have 9 more episodes until episode 500. I think on the site it says what day if you look at the calendar there.
Okay.
I'd like to see 500 likes by 500 episodes. I think an episode a like, I think that would be great. And I'd like you to just go ahead and post that, share it with your friends, and say, hey, I like this. So I'm going to share and share a like. And you're going to share that like with your friends. And boom, then they're going to like it. They're going to share that like with their friends. It's like,
well,
it's like passing it on.
I'll try.
Pass it forward. Pay it forward.
Those who care will try.
Except that it's free, so you don't have to pay it forward.
Right.
You just pass it on. Take one, pass it on.
Pass the Ducci on the left-hand side.
So how was your day today? Was it amazing? Did you have an amazing day?
Oh, yeah. Totally amazing.
I can see it. You're in the mood.
I am.
Having some money issues?
We are.
Can we argue about money real quick?
I thought you said you were done with that because you thought I'd just get mad. And
well, yeah, but I didn't want it.
In the face.
Well, that's fine. I didn't want it wasted when
hitting
we weren't.
You in the face is fine.
That's fine. I just didn't want that anger to be wasted when we're
recorded.
Not recording.
That's
and
recorded.
And see, now we're recording.
So I can hit you in the face?
If I can hit you back, sure.
You won't be able to hit me back.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm a ninja, so I don't know if you'll be able to hit me in the first place.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So what's the matter? Money? Just not enough of it?
We both think each other are leeches.
Okay.
That's the way it stands.
Okay. I never said that, but you think I'm a leech?
It's the way
you think the man that pays your rent and your phone bill, you think he's a leech?
See, okay. Now you're getting into that. Okay.
Sure. So the jam, let's just leave it at this, thejamhole.com/donate. Less arguments equals more money.
See, you feel like I don't pay enough, and I feel like I pay too much for you. And
right, because you don't pay rent or anything. But
no, but I pay for
plenty.
A lot of shit for you.
No,
so
no, that's,
shut up.
That's
go
fine.
Ahead, keep rubbing this
it
in
just,
my face
it just doesn't,
on the show.
Well, that's
oh,
why
you
I
don't
wanted
pay
to
rent,
save
blah,
it
blah,
for.
Blah. But yeah, that's the only thing I... Right, okay.
I'm just saying, if you want to split the bills,
good amount of money.
We'll split the bills. Just because I happen to make a little more does not mean that I should have to pay more. Now, if we are married,
now, if we
I
were
don't
paying,
know.
If we were splitting bills, okay, but I'm paying for other shit for you that's not bills.
Right. And I'm paying for the bills. And so,
and
it's
so
okay.
I figured that was okay.
Yeah, it was
but
okay.
But it's still not okay because I'm not helping pay the bill.
No, that was
fine. I
could
pay all this other shit.
No, that was fine.
And that's cool, but
listen, shut your mouth.
But I'm not
listen.
Paying the bills, so.
Everything was fine until you asked for more money on top of everything split equally.
I asked for what I normally ask for when I pay for this one thing for you.
Okay.
I always ask for half of that amount back, and you agreed to that before I even came home. And when I came home, I said, so you're still going to give
and
me $100 from this? Okay. And you said, oh, you know, you're asking for more money. I never asked for more money.
Half of that would be your share of the rent. Do you see what I'm not even going to... Okay, you're right. That was stupid. TheJamHole.com/donate.
I just don't get why you freaked out when I asked.
I didn't freak out.
If yes, you did.
No, I just said, really?
No, you said, well, I'll just take that out of your rent and take it out of this and take it out of that. Blah, 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 blah. And you do this to me every time. I say, okay, I will get this for you only if you pay me back half of it later so I can fucking make my bills meet. And you said, okay. And then when I brought it up later, said, hey,
your
still going to give me $100.
Not the same bills that we share, though. You have your own set of bills.
Yes,
just
I
like
do.
I have my own set of bills also.
Yeah, okay. But you had okay. agreed to this before I fucking did that.
Did I? Because I can look through the text messages and not there's not one place where I said, yeah, I agree to that.
Fine, the I'll next... go return your shit. How's that?
Okay.
You want to do that?
Okay.
Is that cool?
That's great. Love my life. TheJamHole.com/donate. Help end this petty bickering.
Yeah,
please.
They never will, because
please.
Even when they donate anything that's meant to go to me, I never see that either. It goes to you.
What?
Anytime anybody donates anything for me, if they say, hey, you know, this is $50
How,
for Danny or whatever.
When did that happen?
Birthday.
That happened once. And what happened?
It's happened before.
Really?
And I don't say anything because I know you need it for the fucking server bills and all that shit, and I let you have it. Mm. Like, okay, cool. I never ask for it from you. And I never see it.
So when I asked for the listeners to write the show, this is what they wrote. So I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as I am.
I'm enjoying everything.
I'm enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
I'm enjoying the fuck out of it.
I hate you. Please continue.
Okay. Well, when will you be moving out? Can maybe move
in
someone
that doesn't hate
me. As
soon as you give me
$225
back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As soon as I give you that, you're out of here.
Sure.
Okay. TheJamHole.com/donate. That's what it takes. 500 likes by F500. Share and share alike, please. Facebook.com/TheJamHole Podcast. You love it. So, we did actually get some people wrote in some things. I want to say, not as great of an idea as I first thought it might be.
Oh, really? Whatever gave you the idea that our fans would do something dumb when asked to write a show?
Well, not write a show, but, like, send in stories. Like, what do
you
want to hear?
They're going to send in fucking cum farts and, like,
no, actually,
crush videos.
Someone wanted to talk about solar energy, so...
Did they send you a news story?
No,
to go
they
off
just
of?
Said...
Oh, okay.
It was a comment that said solar power. That
okay.
was it. So,
solar power
sun,
is cool. All
the
right.
Sun,
I
all
talked
right.
about it. Good. Go.
I like the sun.
Cool.
I wish that their solar cells were more efficient, but sure. The next one, we're just going to blaze through these. Japan, what's going on with the meltdown? Well, Japan still sucks. Next topic.
And they're having a meltdown.
They had a meltdown, which is kind of why it sucks.
Still happening, probably.
It's kind of under control, almost.
So it's still happening.
Kind of.
So, okay, we talked about
still
that.
Pretty,
anything else?
Still pretty fucked. This, shortest show ever. There was one story about medical marijuana bill in Rhode Island.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations. I guess they got that passed by their Health and Human Services Committee in the Senate.
Cool.
It is, if you live in Rhode Island, or excuse me, not Rhode Island, New Hampshire. Pardon my fucking French. HB 442. So... That's the guy says he's not they're not close yet but or they're close but they're not quite there yet. And if looking at Montana's medical is any indication, you guys are going to vote this in, you're going to establish storefronts, and then some little tiny bitch ass group is going to come and just shove it up your ass.
Yep.
And then you go and you rally and you form another group which had a meeting tonight. And you raise $50,000 to get a lawyer to sue the federal government.
Okay.
Now, I can think of about 100 other better things to do with $50,000 than to waste it on a lawyer, but desperate
that
times.
Probably all resort in ODing, but
desperate
whatever.
Dimes, desperate measures, and that has to happen, I guess. So, good luck to them. And you know what kind of bugs me? Like, I've offered my services... what I do, computer stuff, web stuff, any of that shit, to these people, right? Justin Fan was at Pink? Orange?
Orange.
Orange.
Are
Justin
you colorblind?
Kind of. Justin Fan Orange says, better be a good lawyer. Better be fucking Johnny Cochran. Better be the guy that got OJ off. I want to see him with the Chewbacca defense in front of the federal government. This is a Wookiee. That's the best. But so it sucks that you have to waste so much time and effort and resources and $50,000 to get something done that should have been done to begin with, you know?
It's going to suck when it totally fails.
I know. And can you imagine then what? Like, $50,000, you lost the case. Do we get that money back?
But you ever heard that stupid song, I Fought the Law and the Law Won?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Just, dude,
the law always
let
wins.
It go back to the black market, okay?
And just deal?
Everyone will be happier.
Everyone just deal.
Just fucking let them do what they're going to do. They're going to do it anyway. Doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter if you have a fucking amazing lawyer. Doesn't matter how much fucking money you have. Look what they're doing. They let you flourish for a little while, and then they stomped on your fucking faces.
This is kind of interesting, too, because usually we have these discussions. It's me and Sandy on the hotbox, and, you know, she smokes, I smoke, where she was running a dispensary and a caregiver and all that. What do you see? Because you don't smoke, but, you know, all of your friends do, family, whatever. Like, what do you see? Is it easier taking it away from the patients aside? Like, everyone else would just be better off not blowing that money and making a big thing about it, or because
no,
I almost feel like it needs to be.
I feel like it's a good idea to still have medical marijuana and everything the way it was, way it is now, and that's cool and that's fine. It makes more jobs for the people in the economy. If I can, yeah. You know, boost the economic growth of our little valley here, and that's good.
Business was booming.
That's good. I don't give a shit, in all honesty, because I don't smoke the crap, and I, you know, nobody I know personally really needs it, you know?
Or has their card.
Well, no,
Some of them.
Some of my family does.
Oh, your family, right.
And, you know, whatever, that's cool. Do what you want. I think it should be legal. That's
you can make
whatever,
the same argument for the medical side, though. Do they really need it, then? You can use painkillers instead. And of course we all have the argument that, well, painkillers are not good for you, and pot really doesn't have any negative side effects to it except for the smell. What?
Well, for people that it doesn't react well with, it doesn't make them feel good.
Well, people can eat peanuts. If they have a peanut allergy, they shouldn't eat peanuts. Like,
okay,
you can't leave that up to the whole fucking society to say, well, you can smoke it because you have cancer, but you can't.
I never said that. What I'm saying is that for people that it agrees well with, and it's been, you know, they tested it out on their own or whatever, found out it works for them, whatever. Yeah, they should be able to have the choice of whether they want it or not.
And what about the rest of us? Go get drunk?
What? I'm saying if you find out it works for you and it makes you feel
right,
better, then
but that's
go
what
ahead.
I'm saying. What if I don't have cancer, but it still relaxes me? It works for me, but that's not a necessary form of treatment for, you know. So then just fuck the rest of us or what?
No, I said it should be legal altogether.
Oh, okay.
And
just
if
completely.
It works for you, just fucking do it. If it doesn't, whatever. Do something else.
Yeah. See, I always just thought there you can do a medical side of it where everything is tested, everything is pure, everything is measured and dosed, and then you can have a recreational side of it. And the one side helps feed the other side, and if you did that right, you could basically have the recreational side paying for free marijuana for all of the patients that need it legitimately for medical use. Justin Fan Light Brown says, what totally baffles me is how marijuana is Schedule 1 and assigned by the FDA, and they had it banned before they even created the schedule. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
That's yellow.
Okay. And I love that I posted a story from Fox News, of all places, about the 2-year-old baby Cash that had brain tumor, and the pot was completely helping that go away.
I know that it does have medical, you know, value and whatnot, and it works for some people, and that's really cool. But there are people with fucking cancer or tumors or whatever that try to smoke pot, and it doesn't do a damn thing for their shit.
Yeah, it depends.
You know, it just depends on your
I think
chemical makeup.
What it mainly depends on is how intense your cannabinoid system is.
Cannabinoid.
And the food you eat. Like, there was a study, I forget where it was done at, but they were saying that different diets cause different people, the different diets in these people cause their reaction to cannabis differently because of what it did internally to their endocannabinoid system. Some people that had a certain diet got like wicked stoned and good effects from it, and some people that just ate total garbage like barely felt anything. It's kind of interesting that like it kind of dictates, you know, how intense and how
I eat pretty good and I hate pot. I fucking hate it. So I don't know.
Burger says, I had medical coke once. They put it in my eye to numb it when I scratch my cornea. Jesus.
Who's your eye doctor? I'm going to go visit
Dr.
him.
Dr. Feelgood?
Yeah, Dr. Hey, write me a script for this.
Right.
I need about a kilo
every
month.
So it's stupid, and we've gone over the war on drugs clock and how much money is wasted, and it sucks to see it at a personal level. In a small community like this, that all of these people band together to try and raise $50,000 to piss it away, fighting something that should never have been a fight to begin with. It's sad.
Well, I mean, they're probably doing it because most of the people that are helping to raise that money have already pissed away all of their fucking life savings trying to open these stores.
That was the other thing I wanted to ask you about. Like, because I see all these people and I kind of know some of them, but from an outside, does it seem like they're fighting really, does it seem like they're overly compassionate and that there are hidden agendas as to why they're for the patients and so compassionate?
Yes.
And I get it. You have to spend money to make pot. Like, you have to buy the equipment
those
and the
lights
and
shit. Those people are almost annoying. When I'm around those, it should really be all, you know, just for the patients and everything. And this is what does this, and this strain does this, and you really got to blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up.
If
it's
it wasn't,
pot. Give
if
it to your fucking patient. Let them smoke the shit, get stoned, and then buy your fucking pot cookies.
There
okay?
you go.
I don't fucking care. Okay?
That's
if you're growing cocoa plants in your fucking backyard, I'd be at your house every day, but you're not. So
you just
fuck
don't
off.
Care because it's not cocaine, you fucking crackhead. Good.
No,
good,
I'm.
Good.
I like uppers. Don't like downers. Never have. And fucking marijuana is a downer, and it gives me the stupid fucking buzz that I hate, okay?
Maybe that's your endocannabinoid system that's retarded, not the plant.
Maybe I'm evolved past you endocannabinoid fucks that need
clearly
pot to
and
be
into
happy.
Endococannabinoid?
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
That's how my race evolves.
Clearly, let's take a walk through the projects of Milwaukee where all the crackheads are, and then we'll take a walk through where all the potheads are, and you show me who's more evolved, okay? Hey, is that a crackhead trying to suck his own dick? Oh, no, there's another little smaller crackhead there whose dick he's sucking. Never mind.
You can't tell me you've never gotten stoned and tried to suck your own dick.
Not. I don't have to
Go
be
ahead.
Stoned to know
Just
that I can't reach
words.
My fucking cock.
You try.
Everyone tries when they're like five.
Shut up. What's the difference between that and
the
crackhead?
When they're five. Because he was doing it for coke, not just to see if he could do it when he was a kid. Because he's 39 years old and he's still doing it. That's why.
There's a difference between a crackhead and a cokehead, by the
way.
Well,
true.
Just saying. Okay.
Black people are crackheads. White people are cokeheads.
Well, at least we're really productive.
Negroes smoke crack. White people freebase. That's the law, right?
I don't freebase.
Yeah, Justin Fan Peach says, Matt is right. They're overly compassionate just because they want to preserve their jobs. They don't give a shit about the patients. Now, I didn't say that. Some of them do care about the patients. What I'm saying is some of them care in
Too
a public
much.
In a public setting. Some of them overly care and sell it way too much. It
looks
comes
like
off
a fake front.
Exactly. It's like that kid we all know that is just so super nice but is so fake about it.
Yeah.
And then turns your back, and then is like, God, fuck that, fuck.
You know, I don't smoke pot, okay? Yeah, I like other things. No, I'm not a fucking crackhead. And I don't freebase, thank you.
And I'm not gonna freak out like everyone thinks I'm gonna do.
All I wanna know is who's coming with me, man. No, but yeah, I think weed should be legal. Everybody should have the choice to do it. But like Berger said earlier, I think that all fucking drugs should be legal. You should.
You in Portugal. You in Portugal.
It's your life, your body, you're fucking up. You should have the choice to do what the fuck you want with it.
And we've talked about that before, that it's treated here totally backwards. It shouldn't be a criminal thing. People do drugs not because they're criminals, but because their environment, their society, or just their internal workings, they're more apt to do drugs. It's not a criminal thing, though. It should be treated as a health thing, not a criminal thing.
Should be treated as recreational.
Well, yeah, but you're always going to have, if you legalized everything right now, you're going to have that subset that just can't handle it, that goes crazy on it. People like you and me that just can't stop. People will become unproductive because of that. But it's not the drug, it's the person, and it's the environment that causes that person to want to do drugs. Everyone that I fucking work with makes me want to do drugs, okay? I just, you know? Justin Fan Peach says, rape should be legal because it makes me feel good. Now, see, that's a victim crime. If I do drugs, I'm not hurting anybody but myself.
I'm the victim.
Exactly. If you rape somebody, you're the victim. Exactly.
All right. That's not cool.
So it is. It's just sad to see. I would love to see that $50,000 go to buying some kids some school books or some Kindles or something. Something more, especially in the midst of all of this fund cutting that's been happening. Like $50,000.
Yeah, what they should have been doing maybe is when they were thriving with their fucking shops and everything, is maybe taking a little cut of that and donating to the schools, the district school board. And then maybe the governor would have looked at it and been like, huh, trying to do something.
We tried to do stuff like that. We tried to do like 5% of everyone's sale for a year and then put that in a fund and go to the city and be like, here, this is for your school system. It never got along that enough to be able to make that happen. Because I wasn't in this in 06 when it first passed, you know? Like, we all just got into it in the last couple years. 2-3 years, maybe. So, and it was a great idea. But what really bugs me about it is that there were a lot of promises made. And I get it, they couldn't foresee what was going to happen. But I feel like there was a lot of stuff I could have done. And then I get a call today about this meeting that they're having, which is happening right now. Asking me to film it and to photograph it and to do that stuff. And I'm like, dude, I've offered you guys my services every time I see you guys. Like, I'm willing to help. You can't just randomly call me, though, after a month of not talking to me and not saying shit and, you know, like, and being like, oh, hey, can you do this? Like, if you had, I was like, hire me and I will fucking do that shit. Because he was talking about how they go all over the place and they would love to have someone that could do this kind of stuff. I'm like, I offered to quit my... I don't want to deliver heavy fucking water for the rest of my life. Like, I offered it. And he's like, well, we never knew when or what we were doing. I'm like, you never know when you're going to get sued. You put a lawyer on retainer. Like, put me on retainer and make it enough that I can live. And then when you have things like this, I can do that, you know? We could add way more media out there, way more social. All of these groups that form could have had nice websites, except they tried to fucking do it themselves. And look what happened. There was way too much fragmentation within it. They had 20 different people all trying to do 20 different things. And
I
now
think it's
this,
just a bunch of people trying to do the right thing, but just completely fucking it up in the process.
Yeah, they are. And so, I mean, not some of them do good stuff, but some of them just completely fucked up.
I mean, they really mean well, and I understand what they're trying to do. You know, I absolutely understand, but you guys are really fucking it up, you know, and I can honestly see why the governor let it go and is putting it back like that.
That's politics in general.
Well, no, I mean, look at the fake front that people put out that were doing all this, and look at all the fucking people that got their cards that don't give a shit about anything, that really did just want to get stoned and didn't have any kind of problem. He's looking at that going, huh. You can get your medical marijuana card as a minor because your parents are going to sign for it and shit. Seriously?
Yeah, but like, in some cases, that is necessary.
Yeah.
In
30,000 card holders in the state
under
of
Under 18? No. There was like 50 of them under 18 out of 30,000.
No, I'm just saying 30,000 card holders in the state of Montana. And how many of those are legitimately needed?
A lot of them are, I would say. A lot of them are. Absolutely. Even people my age.
I need marijuana for my ADD. Yeah, right.
Well, Would you rather have them doped up with Ritalin? I mean, yeah. We're not talking about 30,000 people that have cancer. We're talking about people my age and younger that snowboarded, that had very active lives, that have legitimate pain, and that smoking some weed every now and then helps that more than getting addicted to fucking painkillers, which right. We probably have more than 30,000 people doing that now.
Yeah, there's like 99.9% of the state addicted to painkillers.
Yeah. Try and get clean living here. It's fucking impossible. Trust. I've
now,
tried.
I'm
doing
that
it.
Medical marijuana should be a first, either the first or second thing that they should try for pain relief or, you know,
it should be
like
up
that.
To the patient. I have to take the shit, then yes, give me options and let me pick.
Right. But, you know, when your doctor is there, okay, say you have fucking some kind of disease or whatever and you're having pain and you have no clue about the medications that are out there, your doctor should say, hey, before we try and put you on these chemical, you know, narcotic shit, we should try a natural route. Let's try, you know, medical marijuana and see how that works.
Right.
He gives you that. Try it out. Whatever. If it doesn't work, then you go to something else. You know, you
but
should.
But they're trying to make it the last thing you try, right. Not the and first. And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And I have a real problem with all of the lies, saying that it destroys communities and saying that. It, since we've had medical marijuana here, the destruction has been greater than Hurricane Katrina. Like, that kind of shit, it gets in people's heads, and then they think everyone's fucking crazy that smokes it, when it's not that way, clearly.
Justin Van Peach says, why don't they just fix the cause of the pain instead of treating it?
Because
you
it's not...
You can't fix the cause of the pain a lot of the time.
You can. It's not profitable. I want to give you a one-time fix, or I want you to keep coming back to me every month.
No, a lot of the times you can't. Like, take my father, for instance. He has a bad back. He's old. He's getting old, okay? He's got degenerative disc disease in his
back. That's what my dad had. He had 6 back surgeries and 7 knee surgeries and then died from the pills.
Fix.
You know? Yeah, they tried, but...
They will try their best to fix it, but you can't put... You can't fix shit like that.
It's getting better. I mean, look at how much we've increased the lifespan in, you know, 100 years. Like, we're living to 80, 90, 100 now. Back in the day, it was 20.
There's just things that you can't fix with people sometimes, okay? You can have, like, women, for example. They have, you know, abdomen cramping, lower abdomen cramping and stuff from period pain and shit like that. You can't cure that pain. Okay, there's no
but you can
easy
offer
fix.
Things to help ease that.
Right, and a lot of women have their medical marijuana card just because of their severe cramping. Okay, and I understand that. That shit hurts. Thank God I don't have to deal with
it
anymore.
Now that's not listed on the legit reasons.
Yeah. So, I had severe cramping and they found a tumor. So
let's hire a lawyer. I don't know. It just seems like so much, even in this whole legislative process, so much time and money wasted when they could have been focusing on other things. We would have been just fine. People weren't getting killed left and right. The society around us wasn't crumbling. We've had this since 2004.
Yeah.
And even with 30,000 people.
We had it back then.
Even with 30,000 people, everything was fine.
Yeah.
They had bigger problems to deal with. So that
I just really
stupid.
Think that the governor didn't like the fact that you could get it as a minor and a lot of people were abusing it. People just average fucking everyday Joe Smoes were going in there and saying, I need this for my social anxiety. Shit like that. You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. That should be an even bigger testament to the fact that it should be completely legalized, because even with everyone abusing the fuck out of the system and smoking, what happened? People had jobs. Mm-hmm. Businesses were renting out buildings that had been vacant for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Because no one wants your shitty warehouse. Yeah. The only thing it's good for is a junkyard or to grow pot in. Like, what? Ooh. It was a good thing. It in no way merited this much attention in the legislative process and in the committee hearings and stuff. There's no way that much time and effort had to be focused on
it. These people are going to try and sue the federal government.
I don't understand how you can take it federally, because all the federal government will say is federally it's Schedule 1 illegal, end of story.
They should be trying to sue the state.
Exactly.
Not the
federal. I don't know. This is supposed to be a big shot lawyer, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but
he's going
to
get
this,
crushed by the feds.
He needs the Wookiee defense. This group that they formed here should have been formed in 2004.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have waited until the last minute. But everyone was trying their own thing and, you know, trying to feel
it
out.
Well, and
it
was
out.
Too fresh. They didn't want to stick out like a sore thumb and be stomped on is the thing. Yeah. You know, they were worried about it.
What do you do?
Cower.
All right. Cower. So, solar, Japan, medical marijuana. All right.
Okay.
Can I tell you about a couple parties we're having? First sure. one, July 23rd, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll be there for the week. We'll be in Chicago one of those days. Thejamhole.com/forums in the meetups contest party section there has all the info. Then August 13th is going to be our third annual Jamhole Live audience party here in Kalispell, Montana. We do this every year. We get the whole restaurant, our friends over at Anna's, and it's a good time. We party for the whole week. Got some white water rafting lined up, some rustic non-electricity having camping, cabin camping.
Got it.
Got places for you guys to stay for free here. Got a couple homes that friends of ours are putting up for everyone. So you guys can save money. It's going to be great. August 13th, the week of the 8th through the 13th. The week ends with the live show on Saturday, August 13th. So facebook.com/thejamholepodcast on that page that you should like and then share the like is an event. Mm-hmm. You can RSVP and let us know you're coming. If you're coming from out of state, we need to know. We'll get you lined up with a place to stay. And yeah, thejamhole.com/forums. We can discuss what needs to be. So if you've never been, it is, I'll tell you from experience, a good fucking time. Thejamhole.com/pics, P-I-C-S. You can see our huge Google web picture gallery there. There's the 250 show. There's a whole three galleries there. And then the 404 show was last year. So check those out. You can check out the trailer. And you can get the live show themselves. They're the only two not on the feed. And each year we do, you know, the live show. And it doesn't go on the feed. So that you can help us pay some of these godforsaken bills. $5, you get you the whole hour and a half, hour long video, whatever, different formats for all your devices. It is a good time, for real. So check out the trailers. Check out thejamhole.com/250 and /404.
Yeah, I really hope more people buy it this year.
Yeah.
Just going to go ahead and say that because sometimes I get a little depressed about this shit.
Yeah, that we...
Sometimes.
More people go to those than buy the actual show.
Yeah.
Afterwards. Sometimes, I feel like we should just give it away for free. Like, if I could just give everything away for free and not even worry about it, I totally want to just do that. But since our server company does not feel like giving service to us for free... Although you can help, we have an affiliate going with them that if you get your hosting through us with them, the place we're hosted at, Lunar Pages, awesome, mm-hmm. We get bucks for that, like decent bucks.
So Justin Fan Peach says, what's she depressed about? And
just money, dude. Money's tight.
Well, yeah. And the fact that, you know, this is a show that we've been doing for how long now?
3 years.
Coming up on 4, you know, next February.
Well, 4 February, yeah.
Yeah, right, you know.
3 years. 500 episodes almost.
Yeah, we do a pretty good job, you know. We got good numbers. We got good traffic. We got good hits on our site and everything. Lots of downloads, whatever. We get good turnouts for our live audience shows, you know. We get good fan interaction.
It's 'cause we're cool
people. Right, cool. Right. But what do we get out of it?
Well, we just do it. It's fun. It's a hobby.
Yeah, I really like making people laugh, and I really enjoy doing this for people because I understand the dull, boring, day-to-day fucking mundane life.
Honestly, how many people have you made laugh tonight? Show of hands in the chat.
Well, probably not anybody in here because we've been talking about a bunch of serious shit.
Right.
So, but...
Berger says, who cares about money? In 5 years, there will be no America left. You know, I've been banking on that for the last 29, since I was one. I was like, you know, I'm not going to get a job because America is going to hell in a handbasket. Still ain't happened yet. America is like your annoying ass uncle or grandfather that just won't fucking die. The one that's just going to outlive everyone even though he's like the biggest, you know? That's America. We're just going to outlive the cockroaches.
Anyway, what I was trying to say is that even though I might not make the fans laugh here and there sometimes,
you
at
do
least,
have tits, which...
At least it occupies them and keeps them from being bored. It gives them something to listen to
while
they're at work, driving around, doing whatever. It gives them something to look forward to, you know, when we do a show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right?
We hope, yes.
Okay, we sure. do a little... we do our part, right?
We try.
And we, you know, because of this show and the other show... and all the things we do for these shows.
Justin Van Peach says, I would be an alcoholic if it wasn't for this show.
See, we're saving lives.
Saving lives.
And, you know, you have to put in a lot for all this shit, okay? You're constantly doing site maintenance shit. You're constantly fucking doing show notes. You're constantly doing, you know, all this crap.
I have no life.
And you know what? It takes a toll on us.
Personally.
When do we seriously sit down and talk and have a conversation that lasts more than 10 minutes?
Wednesday and Friday. It lasts an hour.
Right, dude. You know, and if... And I look at it from, and I take myself out of the equation, and I look at it from an outside perspective, and I go,
like, just another listener.
Yeah, I look at it and I go,
fuck.
What
dude.
Are we doing? I get so depressed about it sometimes. I really like doing this. I really
can I
do.
Depress you more? Do you know how much more money we would have every month if it wasn't if we didn't?
I know. We wouldn't have to pay that fucking server bill. We wouldn't have to pay this, you know. Like,
Justin
how
Van
much money
Peach,
did we put in for the mics?
She's blowing
fucking...
my mind right now.
Just
is
how
this
much
suicide?
Time and money have we put into
too much.
This show?
Too,
and how
too,
much money have
enough.
We gotten back?
Nowhere near enough.
How much?
I'm not in it know, for the money, though. I just got to keep telling
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that, but why did you make the Jam Hole an LLC?
So I could get
so you can
bank
get more
back
money.
On my taxes,
boom!
Nigga.
Shut up.
So I could get bank back
you
on my taxes.
You are in it for the money.
The plan is that this keeps losing money so that I keep getting more money on my taxes. By you guys not donating, you're all helping us to just fuck the government. And in 7 years, when the Jam Hole LLC gets
and
an audit,
honestly, though, you would
and
make...
we're homeless and bankrupt, yeah.
You would make more.
Oh, no.
If we
I would just
could
stay at work
somehow
all night.
Make this more.
Fuck it. I would stay at work all night if I didn't have this.
I just kind of wish that, you know, someday, yeah, I won't have to be a cook.
Yeah.
I won't have to do that.
I don't have
to fucking listen to you going, oh, well, that's why I didn't choose a fucking cooking career because I'm fucking, you know, I know it all. And I'm going to go deliver water because I'm so much better than you. You know, like.
Oh, sure.
I don't
okay.
like it when you try and put me down and say that I'm like the scum of the earth because I work in a kitchen and you're so much more higher than me because you're a water delivery boy.
I'm just
but,
saying.
But, you know, one day I'd like to be able to...
Retire?
This is our job right here. This is what we get
yeah,
paid
that's
to do. This
never,
is our job. We don't have to cook. We don't have to deliver water. We don't have to
can
fucking
someone
listen
hand
to somebody
me a,
else.
Something sharp, like a pin or a, something sharp. I just need to burst that bubble real quick. That is never going to happen. I just want to throw a little foresight out there.
So am I going to cook for the rest
I
of my
just,
life?
Well, that's probably not going to happen either because that place is going to go under. But
no,
I
mean,
do.
Just cook.
For
am I
me,
going to be a cook for the rest of
well,
my life?
Well, as long as you're with me, yeah. I mean, you'll always be my cook, my little...
Then don't ever put me down again for being a cook.
No, I'm just...
I hate you for
just
that.
Just saying.
Just saying. Sometimes
it's funny that it's because it's not because I'm a man and you're a woman and a man makes 20% more than a woman just because of that I'm a man, but it's that you're a cook and I'm a water delivery guy, and that somehow you have beef with that. Like you could walk
no.
around all day and deliver 100 pounds of jugs up and downstairs and shit. Like
I could if I started doing that a while ago and got used
oh no,
to it.
I
yeah.
lost like 50 pounds.
No, I'm just saying though. Like you know, when I say you know you make more money than me, and you're like, well, that's not my fault that you're a fucking cook.
Well, I don't say it like that.
You do.
I try to
you
soften
say,
the blow
it,
a
like,
little bit.
You say, well, I didn't. That's why I didn't
try,
choose to be in that kind
listen,
of career. That's why I didn't
I
choose
try,
to work in kitchen.
I give you opportunities to make money here and there. It's not my fault you don't like giving me BJs, okay? I'm just saying. You could have made 20 bucks last night. Okay, I'll get you on payday, though, because I am broke. Can I get that BJ on layaway? Oh, man.
God, I want to punch you in your Italian nose right now.
All
right.
So, well, what we could do is take advantage of people like everyone else does to get ahead. May 21st. We talked about this. This was,
Justin Finn, Peach says cook, chef, caterer, restaurant owner.
Uh-huh.
Water boy.
Uh-huh. Hold on.
I could have so many different titles and you still have water delivery boy. I could have all that shit. And I've done all that shit.
There. That's how it goes.
Water boy,
small bottling plant operator, then owner, then God. So, I don't see that you can even get to owner, let alone God, in your little cook career.
Hey, and I'm gonna go ahead and use air quotes. The owner of Anna's Italian Grill, he's in my phone as God, okay? It's because the first time he ever called me.
Can we explain? You want to tell everyone why that is?
No, that's not that why. That's not why. Okay. The first time he ever called me, I answered the phone. I was like, hello? He's like, hey. I'm like, who the hell is this? He's like, God, who the fuck do you think it is? And I'm like, oh, what's up? So I left him in my phone as God.
Mm, okay.
So, you know, he's a restaurant owner, and then he progressed to God. I could do that.
So, we talked about this a while ago. This was another sent-in topic, I guess. May 21st, the rapture, revisiting that. Apparently, May 21st, 2011, the righteous, the Christians, will leave this hellhole, ascend, and then in October, this world will end. So, how many really hardcore believing, true believer Christians out there would you say there are?
I don't
care.
More
than 1,000, right?
Sure.
At least. So let's just go with 1,000. 1,000 of them have nice homes and stuff that can be pawned or sold.
Okay.
Probably stores of money, perhaps 401k, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I've heard, this is allegedly, you cannot take it with you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they're leaving, right? We'll be here still, just living life.
Right.
Just living it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we acquire all of their stuff?
See, now, they need to donate that to us because we're going to be the ones left behind that have to fight
for
in order to keep Satan you know, fucking Lucifer from sitting in the temple of God and declaring himself God.
That's right.
See, we
They're
have
running
to fight
away.
For that.
We'll
we
be here battling.
We have to go to the Wailing Wall and defend.
On the front lines
right,
of
we have
Israel.
To defend them. And we will be given the holy power of, what is that?
The Triforce.
Fucking heaven
it's
fire.
A Triforce.
Heavenly fire shit?
No,
yeah.
It's a Triforce of wisdom and a magic sword after you have 12
You're an
hearts.
Idiot. No, dude.
Dude.
When
Justin
of,
Fan
okay.
Orange Peach says, I want to fight devils like Keanu Reeves. Right?
No.
I wish that bullshit they believe in was real, because that would be a way better world.
If it was real, then they should donate their shit to us. Because seriously, if this is real, when they leave, these little fucking trumpets go blah, 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 and they sound and they go running off to fucking
right.
God and in the heavens, whatever, all that shit. Then we are left behind to sit in, what is it, 7 years?
Something like that.
Of the rise of Satan, right?
So,
and he's going to fucking enslave all, or like, you know, get all of our trust.
I heard a story that a gentleman, he didn't do this, but he wanted to, but because of his morals, he couldn't. There was a woman that was making predictions like this,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to go up to her and say, I will give you $5,000 cash right now. Right now, $5,000 cash. For you to buy survival equipment, supplies, water, whatever. If on May 21st, you sign me over the deed to your house. And he said he couldn't do it because he felt bad taking advantage of people.
God,
maybe
you should have did it.
Not on your level. Well, I don't have those qualms. So,
right?
I also don't have $5,000, but I mean, is that, could that be a Kickstarter project?
Oh, yeah.
Can we raise $5,000 to just fucking blow this lady's world?
Do you guys want to live in Jamholia?
Or do you want to live in
we will get every Christian's property.
Jamholia or Shitholia? You pick.
I think that's pretty feasible.
But then, There was a whole show, I think I posted on Facebook and Twitter, it was an Are We Alone show all about, like, end times and apocalypse and stuff like that, and there was one lady that is really studying this stuff, And she says that because these people so they really believe this stuff.
Uh-huh.
She says one of two things will happen on May 21st. One is that the rapture happens and everyone ascends in heaven. Uh-huh. She says the more likely scenario is that absolutely nothing will happen. And all of these people will get just the most crazy chill down their spine that, why didn't this happen? And she says, like, it'll be a pretty significant shift in understanding and belief mm-hmm. system because they're down on this date. Like, this guy, Harold Camping is his name. We talked about this before, the guy from Family Radio. Like, after he's made predictions before and they've been obviously incorrect. But he has a lot of
people still believing in him.
Because people are stupid. But, and I'm here to take advantage of those people. No, but they, like
oh, I'm a Miss Cleo. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
Miss Cleo. Hey, Miss man. Cleo, hey, I tell man. You what happened. Okay. You sign me over.
I tell you your future, and then you give me your house.
Like, some people, though, if you were raised to believe this, and this is all you knew, on May 21st, when jack fucking shit happens, like, your mind is going to do some serious.
They're gonna kill themselves is what's gonna happen. They're all gonna get together and hang out in their holy
that's
little
what I'm saying, dude.
Gated yard and
either
stuff,
way,
they're gonna pass around the spiked Kool-Aid and
either
whatever.
Way someone needs to be there to
the guy that did these predictions, you know, he's gonna get everyone together, do a big gathering thing, and he's gonna
he's
make
in
the
his
punch
90s,
and
I heard
he's
old.
Got family, you know, whatever.
I think he may have got the signal wrong. May 21st is when you're gonna die, dude.
Right.
You're like 95. Jesus.
Yeah, he's you know, gonna get all these people together, and then he's gonna offer punch. Everybody's gonna drink punch, and then everybody's gonna ascend to heaven.
Also, May 21st, Biggie Smalls. He will raise from the dead.
Ah.
Biggie Smalls, Biggie Smalls, Biggie Smalls.
Cool.
Motherfucker!
Cool.
How about Tupac?
The saved shall be gathered up in the rapture. The graves shall offer up their dead, and our former governor will reappear, a red glow in his eyes, intoning, come with me if you want to live.
Oh, God.
So, Camping told the SF Weekly in an interview, applying some form of nonsensical mathematics to the Bible, quote, if we substitute 1,000 years for each of the 7 days, 2011 is exactly 7,000 years from the flood. Camping has arrived at May 21st as the day the world will end and has bought large amounts of public advertising space to warn Bay Area residents of their impending demise.
Bleh.
Have you seen these billboards?
Uh-uh.
Here's a link in the live chat. I'll put a link to these in the show notes at thejamhole.com.
Let's see this.
Judgment here. Day is coming, May 21st, 2011. Not sometime this decade. Not, nay, not sometime this year. But precisely May 21st. The hundreds of billboards warning unrepentant commuters of their impending doom.
The Bible guarantees it. I like that little
are a courtesy seal. Of... Can we sue the Bible for false advertisement? The Bible guarantees it. That's what that says.
Does it really in the Bible say Judgment Day is going to be May
no.
21st, 2011?
God said if you believe that and you read the Bible, it says man cannot know. It's going to be a thief in the night and you will not know. It's just all of a sudden it's going to happen. So that's, I mean, but it's all in the translation because the men, not air quotes, actually, the men that wrote the Bible all had agendas. And this is, you can't write a book
like
that
without
the Bible.
If it says that man cannot know, then even if it was going to be May 21st, God, if it is, if he's really,
he's
going to be like,
he's
oh, going to
make it May
it
19th.
I'm going to make it another day. You
it's
don't
May
know.
19th now.
There you go.
There you go.
That's right. You can't know. So I'm going to make it the 22nd. I'm going to really piss you guys off, and it's going to be the 22nd. How about
it's gonna
that?
It's going to be on my birthday. Not pleased. Actually, supposedly the end of the actual world.
Yeah.
Rapture, May 21st.
It can't be the end of the world.
October 21st. I'm not going to live to see 31. Thank God.
No, you know, if Judgment Day is May 21st, then the world cannot end in 2012. Just saying, because we have to have the rise of the Antichrist. Just saying.
Just saying.
For I want to be around for that.
Right.
I want to be his right-hand man, and I want to walk him into God's kingdom.
I want to figure out how to...
You sit right here, and you declare yourself as God, please.
How many hairs? Well, one.
I want to watch that.
All right, smartass. I want to find a way to, like... You can't... Can you do that? Can you say the Bible guarantees it and put it on its signs and just scare the shit out of the dumb people that live in your town?
Sure, if you live in Alabama.
I want to put up signs that say Judgment Belt. Day, May 18th.
You should.
Matt guarantees it.
Quote, my name's in the Bible.
This guy's... Howard Camp, he's 89 years old. Quote, 7 billion people are facing their death. What else could I do? This is Bob James, a Morristown, New Jersey engineer who organized a grassroots effort to erect the billboards in his state. See, he has other people doing this. I want you guys to erect billboards in your state that just have the Jam Hole logo. And then the address, right, obviously. Right. That'd be awesome. All black. Just the thing. And it says the end and the address. And then a date. All cool and Terminator-like. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
That billboard out there that's for the Yellow Pages, that one's getting ready to expire.
Get your spray paint.
Let's get it.
That's right, boys.
How much
girls.
Is it to get a billboard?
Well, when you're broke, too much. So when you have this information with my love for my fellow man, I wanted to tell people, hey, I wanted to shout it from the rooftops. I wanted to give praise to the Lord.
All right.
And the bubblehead buddy Christ.
Wearing both my rings.
Can we have an offering? TheJamHole.com/donate. Do it.
See, I'm going to be accepted into heaven because I'm engaged to buddy Christ.
Awesome.
He's wearing my ring.
That's fine.
It's cool.
So there is, back to this other story, if you're as perturbed by this as all logical thinking humans should be, you'll want to quaff a few glasses of amber-tinted liqueur to steel yourself for all those walking corpses and perhaps work up the courage to hit on the whore of Babylon. Ah, when she arrives riding her seven-headed monster thing.
What?
Don't worry. The American Atheist got you covered, sucker. The group is throwing 4 rapture parties, May 21st and 22nd, at locations across the country, including one on camping's home turf in Oakland. Featuring various atheist speakers, the 2-day party at the Oakland Masonic Temple is dedicated to, quote, 2,000 years of any day now. As the group proclaims, 2,000 years of, no, soon. We have faith. Any day now. Sure, guys.
Justin Van Peach says, I'm going to look up demon porn after this.
Nice. Tentacle sex it up.
Yay.
So then to kind of wrap this up, they have a service. This is where we need to cash in, I think. That will take in your dog after the rapture for a fee. You got to get them to pay the fee up front to guarantee the spot on the ark. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then non-refundable. Sorry.
And then I'm going to burn
them
all.
Oh, did your God hath thou forsaken thee? Nay, thine money shan't come back.
I'll give your dog back, but I'm keeping the money.
Yeah, you can have your dog. Actually, your dog's dead.
Sorry, yeah, when you gave me that thing, I put it in that big door that says incinerator on it.
This is
That's
it.
Our kennel.
This is the idea. Not that Bart believes in the Bible or God. He is an atheist, and proudly so, but he knows that plenty of people do believe in God, do believe in heaven, and some of them believe in the rapture, the day when true Christians will be called up to Jesus Christ. Some people, including the group that puts ads on the backs of buses in our area, think the rapture's coming May 21st. The rapture could leave a lot of dogs and cats looking longingly at their food bowls after their owners have floated off to heaven. Do you know how ridiculous this sounds?
Yeah.
I would believe in Alice in Wonderland as a child before I believed in this. Like, come on.
I believed in Beetlejuice.
In 2009, Bart launched the Eternal Earthbound Pets USA. He guarantees that if or when the rapture comes, he or one of his 44 contractors in 26 states will drive to your home within 24 hours, collect your dog, cat, bird, rabbit, or small caged mammal, and adopt it. We should open up a service to collect your wife or your girlfriend. They're like, you know she didn't believe in God. You want her taken care of, right? Yes. Get her taken care of, right? Right?
No.
Guarantee 24-hour pickup delivery service?
No.
No? You can do the guys, too, if you want.
No, I'm good. Okay.
The cost? $135 plus $20 per animal. Additional payable up front, of course, and good for 10 years. Right now, we have over 250 clients.
Oh, my God.
Said Bart, who is 62 years old. He is retired from a major retailer and pens anti-religion books under the name Dromedary Hump. That's awesome.
Wow.
They have rapture rescue services for horses, camels, llamas, and donkeys limited to New Hampshire, Vermont, Idaho, and Big Sky Country, Montana, yeehaw!
Oh, man.
I want to be a contractor for this guy.
Right?
There's atheists here, dude. Dude.
We're here.
Dude.
We're going to be here too,
awesome,
man.
Fucking right on.
Nah, I'm just going to find the Antichrist and go hang out with him.
He says he has carefully screened all of the rescuers. They have to love animals, and of course, but just as important, they don't love Jesus. For obvious reasons, they're all atheists. Duh, these are people, he says, not likely to be raptured under any circumstances. Not that we think anybody is going anywhere anyway, which we make perfectly clear on our website. And you still got 250. Dude, this is it. This is going to save us.
Well, the Christians are going to entrust the atheists with taking care of them because they know that they're going to be left behind in the rapture.
Right, even though they kind of believe that morality comes from God, and if we don't have God, we can't be moral, which means I'm going to fuck your goat in the ass. Basically.
Meh.
Sum that up.
That's just really funny to me, though, that, like, Christians and atheists getting along for the greater good.
Justin Van Peach says, explain this, atheist. If heat rises, then why does ice float? Christians 1, atheist 0. What's up now?
Oh, my God.
The fuck out of here. That's so awesome. So, all right. Well, that's awesome, Bart. Want to kind of go back real quick and revisit. Remember when we were talking about the Osama story, we mentioned that guy we did a story about quite a while ago, who was the one man, I'm going to go there and bring him back, right? He's going to make all that money. The Colorado construction worker who flew last year to Pakistan on a one-man mission to hunt down Osama bin Laden says he did actually play a part in his death. His name was Gary Faulkner.
Go ahead, bank on that, you fuck.
He said Wednesday that he would like one quarter of the $25 million reward that was offered for hunting him down. He said he'd use it for his nonprofit foundation, the First Church of My Pants Pockets. So,
right.
Hey, I would like a chunk of that change too, buddy. Some of that Osama money.
Hey, I was a part of his capture too.
I paid taxes. I paid that SEAL's wages.
I paid for their training to go over there and
do
that.
And I mean,
so,
I paid a little more than you did, so obviously I should get more. See how we brought that back to the
if this state had sales
argument.
Taxes, I would have paid more.
Right.
Just saying.
You just
agree to that. That's
Faulkner
hilarious.
Was found last year in the woods of northern Pakistan armed with a pistol, sword, and night vision goggles. The Greeley, Colorado man says he believes he had a hand in forcing bin Laden out of the mountains where he supposedly was hiding. You know, you forced him out of the mountains and into that mansion. So, good work, buddy.
Well, I can't hide in holes in the ground now because they found all of them. And
idiot. All right.
Yeah.
What do you do when your drug dealer shortchanges you on a bag of crack? When you give him $60 and he only gives you $20 worth of crack, what do you do? You fucking call the police, dumb ass. No,
I would
you don't
say
call
kick
the police.
His ass and take his whole stash.
North Charleston, South Carolina, hit a hat of herda.
Okay.
Police arrested a 41-year-old man last week after he called 911 and told the cops that he was not given the correct change after buying crack cocaine from a dealer.
What gives you the idea to call the police?
Because there is a crime happening here.
That's when you call your 6 foot seven, 300-pound buddy
you call
with
your
the
G's.
Fucking crowbar.
G's up!
Yeah.
You what's
say,
up?
Hey.
What's up, nigga?
G's you want to make $20? Beat this guy in the face for me.
Yeah. And bring me back the $40 and the crack.
Right, right.
It's amazing. All right. Fuck, we really don't have time for this, do we? Just know that another Roman Catholic bishop got in trouble for child porn. Just know that in the back of your mind.
I know that. That's one every day. I'm just going to say that.
There Christians 2, Atheist 0. There you go. This was in Ottawa. His name was Bishop Raymond Lahey. He was going through airport customs. The agent asked if he had a laptop. And, of course, what did that laptop have on it? Naughty,
some,
naughty.
Lahey fun.
Naughty, naughty. He had stamps on his passport from Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia. I'm going to go ahead and say the big three, the top three in banging little Thai boy girls, little lady boys. And he was a bishop. Bishop to Queens, 10,
aww.
Checkmate. that's so awesome. It's always the ones that are like so fucking so
proper.
Verbose about everything you're doing is wrong, but I am evil in ways you don't even know. And you give me money. You give me money, and then I go to Thailand and bang little lady boys all day long.
Okay.
All
that's
day
gross. I'm
long.
Done.
And now also in Tennessee, we have looters and scammers coming out to ravage the tornado-ravaged South. So watch out for scammers and people just pretty much looting everything. TVs, power tools, prescription pills, looting pills.
I'd probably loot those too. I need money.
In other places, businesses are charging double for a tank of gas, jacking up the cost on hotel rooms. Just to let you, hey, ask me why you got hit with a tornado. Because you're all a bunch of assholes. You all owned slaves, and you're all assholes. And now this is your punishment. And
at least
you
I can
live
say
in
I'm from the South,
Tornado
but
Alley.
But my state wasn't part of the Confederacy, so
and,
fuck y'all.
And you also live in Tornado Alley. Some residents are packing firearms to scare off the lowlifes. Sure, sure. One guy's he's got an M1 carbine. That'll be good. So
yay, hit a head hurt.
So much for coming together.
Yeah, no. We get drawn apart.
Man, I kind of wish we wouldn't have spent so much time on that other bullshit that the listeners sent in. I got some really good stories, but sorry, guys.
It's all right.
Shouldn't have sent in so much bullshit. I'm just kidding. You can always send me bullshit. Email info@thejamhole.com. That's where you send the bullshit. And we got forums and fucking Facebooks. And I want to see 500 likes by episode 500. Please, just make that happen.
Hey.
And is anyone still
share and share alike.
That's right. It's the cleverest thing you'll ever hear out of my mouth ever.
I know.
Thank you. I'm going to ride that one till the wheels fall off, and then
they just fell off.
Does anyone vote on Podcast Alley still? Maybe do that. Thejamhole.com/vote. Just do that real quick. I hear Am I Bugging You is like just all over that site.
Is that bugging
I also
you?
Hear that site hasn't been updated since 08, so yeah. Whatever. But yeah, if you can't vote, then at least write a review on iTunes, because I do know that gets looked at. And that'll help us.
And Burger says, fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck podcast. What was I even thinking? Fuck Podcast Alley. Go write a review on iTunes, though, for sure. That'll be nice and helpful. And if not, then just tell a friend. Just share and share alike. You have a Facebook, right? If you don't have iTunes, at least you have a Facebook, right? And if you need web hosting, thejamhole.com/support, you can get it through us, through Lunar Pages. Got some sweet deals for you. We'll be doing some stuff with that. Give you guys other ways to kind of help us out. Help us pay some of these bills. thejamhole.com/donate. You can see all the helpful Jamholians of 2011, the top five at least. Get your name on that list. And yeah, should be a good time. So we'll see you guys for these parties. July 23rd, Milwaukee. August 13th, here in Kalispell, Montana. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Wee.
So fun. Thejamhole.com/404 and thejamhole.com/250. Check it. Those are our parties. And they were fun. And working on hip hop. Got that last song done. You guys are going to fucking love this song. It's so great. Thejamhole.com/music. There's free rap that I make. And /poetry vids. And we'll see you guys Sunday for a special Mother's Day Get Poetry open mic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to write a poem about my mother.
I'm kind of glad I'm working.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dana. It's been a slice.
Thank you. I look forward
to fighting with you off camera.
Yep. It's always a blast.
Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. YouTube.com/thejamhole. That's our YouTube. /thejamhole, not jamhole. Nothing is just jamhole, dude. It's all the jamhole, trust. Got a posters photo blog, upload a little something there, and tumblers and all that. So we'll see you guys on Monday. Peace out.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jamhole. The Jamhole. The Jamhole. Jamhole.com.